New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We will get to the weekend that was in the Big Ten in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdridge at First Rate Ag, which Bill, of course, is the logo for, but Bill is in Nashville. He'll be back on Wednesday. Full service. Thank you, Sip. That's the logo. Full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker, Chris, and mention the ticket at First Rate Ag. All right, so we've gone through a couple games in the Big Ten because there was upset, Sip.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you watch the Minnesota-USC game at
no.
all or not? Okay, so Bill was referring to head scratchers. I was watching at this point.
You were? Okay.
Minnesota was deep in USC territory.
Okay.
They had third and goal at the one, did not get in.
Score.
So it's 17-17 at this point. So the question is now, hey, USC has bowed up defensively. Do you kick the field goal from the one and take with 58 seconds to go?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you kick the field goal from the one or do you try to get the touchdown? Say they get the ball back, they might get a touchdown drive here.
Right.
Minnesota keeps it with the quarterback, Brosmer, who, by the way, had three rushing touchdowns in this game.
Okay. How did they get him in? They sneak him?
He snuck left side, okay. And they called him short on the field.
Oh,
after, okay. And I wish you would have seen this because PJ Fleck was just going ballistic.
I did see him go ballistic.
The PJ camera was incredible.
I saw. Minutes. I had my TV on mute, and I did see the blow up. He lost his mind.
He did. Now again, I'm watching this. I said he has to be in. You don't see the ball officially in the end zone, but Brosmer's all the way across the line.
Okay.
But there's not like a visible view of the ball. But okay. So. And so they call him short, but after review, they called a touchdown. Bill thought it should have been still short. I say there's no way. I understand why they would. They called the field short.
But he was in.
But I think they made the right call.
Body was in.
Touchdown. And then USC, of course, drives the ball. They get to the 30-yard line of Minnesota, and they take a shot at the end zone, and you see the very athletic pick. What that great guy made a crazy play.
I saw the highlights. And I want to be clear. I saw the highlights of PJ going crazy. I didn't know what he was going crazy about because I had the sound down.
He was going
down.
Crazy about them calling him short.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, what a win. Now, you can read the other ones. We'll focus on Google me in a second.
Okay.
Read
the other ones. The other games, this game was tight for a while. Penn State did beat UCLA 27-11.
Penn State, now a top five team.
They don't look like it to me.
Thank you. I wrote that on the Husker Online message board. Got a little pushback. They just don't look like, they look pretty ordinary at times, but what people say is simple. Look what's happening around the country.
Oh, yeah. But that's not a good sign for the top. If they're a top five team, it's not a very strong year of college football,
okay.
In my opinion.
Okay, keep going.
Wisconsin,
wow.
Without their starting quarterback, with Van Dyke's gone, Malusi's gone, they blow out Purdue 52-6.
That's trouble.
So
trouble for Purdue.
I saw some comments on YouTube saying, hey, Wisconsin put up a lot of points in Purdue. Nebraska's offense has been pretty off the last 2 weeks, putting up 28 points. And 7 points was a pick six against Purdue. So you had 21 offensive points against Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
You had 14 against Rutgers. The offense needs this bye week also to kind of get back on track. Wisconsin says, we don't need Malusi. We don't need Van Dyke. 52 points.
Braden Locke. Yeah, Braden Locke threw for 300 plus.
That's not right.
I know.
That's just not right.
I think it was 329.
Let me get that correct for you.
Yeah, Braden Locke.
359. On 20 completions.
What the hell? Now listen, here's what's going on at Purdue. They're quitting. Okay.
Yeah. They're 1-4. They're done.
They're trouble. That's trouble if it, and that's what people told me, that it looks like they've quit. Okay. That's trouble for the head coach. That is how you get fired if your team quits before midseason.
That's a very, very average Wisconsin team.
It's
a 500 team at best this year.
Yeah.
Like if they get 7-5, I'll be surprised.
Yep.
I'm thinking 6-6 for the Badgers.
The portal era is fascinating to me, real quickly, Jake, because it's such a boomer bust thing. Like the Purdue had to go into the portal heavy, and if you lose early, you can lose the locker room a lot earlier.
Sure.
Now,
yep,
you can.
Other games, I mentioned this was tight at halftime. Not tied. Ohio State led 7-0 at halftime. You're thinking, oh boy, here comes a classic Iowa upset. No. 35-7, Buckeyes roll in the second half.
Iowa just doesn't have... They're one-dimensional on offense. You can't beat Ohio State with a one-dimensional offense.
They have a great running back in Iowa, and Caleb Johnson.
They can't throw it.
He had 15 carries for 86 yards and a touchdown. That was it.
What was McNamara?
McNamara was 14 for 20 for 98 yards and a pick.
One-dimensional.
They cannot throw. They can't throw the ball. 35-7. Buckeyes, Iowa now 3-2 on the year. Of course, Indiana, you mentioned this one. 40,
Google me.
Goes on the road to Northwestern and wins 41-24. I think they've been above 40 points every game this year.
You so and Bill far. Are going to kill me. I'm just going to say it on the air. I'm sick of Google me already.
Why?
Because he's cocky and
He's got Indiana 6-0. He can be cocky. They're never 6-0.
You and Bill are going to kill me on this for 2 weeks, but I'm tired of Google me. He hasn't played anybody. He's talking about, you know, he acts like he invented football.
He's going to win 10 games this year.
He's gone off to the SEC.
Right, SEC, it'll be a one-year thing. Yeah, he's gone next year for sure.
Kiss him goodbye.
You won't miss him, you're saying?
No, not at all.
Minnesota, of course, 24-17 over USC. Washington, 27-17 over Michigan. And don't forget, they were a 2.5-point favorite as an unranked team against a 10th-ranked team in the country, and they win by 10.
Okay.
Washington.
Yeah.
Redemption for the Rutgers game.
Yeah, sorry, I was getting a text from Milfus.
Milfie.
Yeah, our old producer. Hey, Washington, that's a gigantic win. Michigan, we ferreted out Michigan being ordinary early. They're ordinary. But that's a great... I like that win for Nebraska. That's what I liked.
Now, hold on.
I liked Washington beating Michigan because Rutgers beat Washington. I'm stiff arming hard, like Lamar Jackson stiff arm 94 for the Bengals.
Sam Hubbard. Yeah.
I'm stiff arming this commentary that Rutgers isn't good and that Nebraska's wins against Purdue and Rutgers aren't that big of a deal. No, don't go there with me.
I didn't.
Yeah, don't go there with me. I will stiff arm it. Those are critical wins for Nebraska.
Now, Washington, we mentioned, lost to Rutgers last week. Gave up only about 250 yards of offense, right?
Yes. Right.
Michigan had 287 on offense. That's two straight weeks under 300 yards given up by a defense. That's really good in college football. Mm-hmm. Michigan can't throw the ball. And
no,
they had 113 passing yards.
Can't throw it.
And they put Tuttle in. They've been going back and forth between Tuttle and Orgy now.
Okay, so now they're going with their third quarterback.
So Orgy, Jack Tuttle was 10 for 18 for 98 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Orgy, 3 for 7 for 15 yards. Orgy cannot pass the ball.
No, Michigan.
He is not a passer.
Michigan somehow went into the offseason with a quarterback situation like that. Now they couldn't really go into the portal, I guess, right? Because why? Because Harbaugh was leaving. I don't know.
This is why, again, you feel good. You should feel good about the USC game. USC beat Michigan.
Yep.
And they didn't throw the ball that game. They couldn't throw.
Right.
They ran the ball. Michigan is going to be a four-loss team at least this year. They will lose two more at least.
For sure.
At least
I agree with
more.
You. At least two
They'll
more.
Lose to Ohio State this year, and they'll lose another game on top of maybe Penn State.
And as far as Nebraska-Indiana goes, preliminary commentary on that. Indiana has not seen a defense like Nebraska, nor have they seen a quarterback like Raiola.
Correct.
And I know what people, I mean, come on, Raiola had a bad game, blah, blah, blah. He's a good quarterback. Google me hasn't seen that. They haven't seen a defense anything like Nebraska's. Nebraska's got to get their offense going.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, that special teams conversation is an obvious one. But Nebraska, if they can, because they're going to have to go to Indiana and score at least 24, right? I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, keep in mind what we're talking about on defense.
I know, but
it's a good defense.
It is a good defense. But this team gave up 31 points to Illinois also. Nebraska did.
In overtime.
Yes.
That includes overtime.
But they got pushed around the whole game.
They did. But I don't know if Indiana can do that.
They have so far.
Bad teams.
The last game we've not mentioned, this was on Friday night. Oregon beats Michigan State 31-10.
Oregon, Ohio State this week, guys.
That is, what time is that? Let's see what the time
Oregon,
is.
Ohio State, yes.
That is a 6:30 p.m. kickoff on NBC. Do you want to guess the spread? This is in Oregon, by the way.
Yeah, Ohio State's probably 3.5.
They are a 4-point favorite, Ohio State.
Almost nailed that, bam.
Number two versus number three, must watch game.
It is. It is a must watch game. Right now, isn't your feeling that Ohio State might hammer them pretty good, like 14 plus?
I'm not overly impressed with Ohio State so far.
Not overly impressed with Oregon either.
Yeah, I think, again, that's an example of a 2-3 team that I don't think it's showing that it's not the best year in college football in terms of dominance.
Yeah, and my picks are suspect right now, I reckon. I'm saying Missouri's going to waylay Texas A&M, then A&M doing what they did to Missouri. I'm shocked by. But Elko's obviously doing a good job with Jimbo's players. Good job.
What, early look, Washington at Iowa on Saturday.
Okay, Washington at Iowa. I don't know what I don't know how to. What is the spread?
Iowa is favored by 3.
Uh-huh. So pick 'em game, basically. Pick 'em game.
I'm taking the Huskies.
Okay.
Early on, initial thoughts there. Wisconsin at Rutgers. Penn State at USC this weekend.
Ooh, that's an intriguing game.
Purdue at Illinois.
Penn State, USC. Yeah. Do you have a time on
that's at 2:30 on CBS.
Okay, if you're plotting your day, you watch Penn State, USC, followed by Oregon, Ohio State.
You watch Washington, Iowa at 11 a.m.
Oh my God, what a day that's going to be.
And then if you after the Ohio State game's over, you can watch the end of Minnesota UCLA. That's an 8 p.m. kickoff on BTN.
Oh, it's going to
so
be.
You can track the end of that game.
Yeah, don't call. I will not be available on Saturday.
There's your look at the Big Ten.
Ben, don't call me on Saturday. I will not be available.
Don't do it.
Unavailable.
Don't do it. It is time to play the game show here on a Monday. Give us a call right now.
We're going to do it.
464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. No lifeline today for you because Bill is out and, Bill's not here today. So today, Sip, we saw Bama lose to Vanderbilt on Saturday. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Today's topic is unranked upsets of number one teams all time.
Okay.
I'll give you the conference, the score, the year, and the time of the year the game happened. You tell me what team won the game. What team beat that number one team?
Okay.
These are all somewhat recent, by the way, in this century.
I should know.
Since 2000.
Okay.
464 5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
It was a very strong week for you guys last week in the game show. Very solid effort. You had over 500 last few weeks.
3-2.
3-2.
Yeah, we're 23-22 overall, so we're mediocre.
You guys lost on Mel Gibson trivia on Friday, which was a blowout.
Yeah,
he criticized me for my topic.
Did I?
Bilfit.
Okay.
He must have wanted Seinfeld again. I don't know.
All right, who's on that?
We got Joe. Joe, how do you feel about unranked upsets of number one teams all time in college football today?
I feel pretty okay about that.
All right. No
okay,
lifeline.
Joe.
It's mano y mano. No lifeline for Sip. First question, Joe, goes to you. What unranked Big 12 team beat number one Kansas State 52-24 in late November of the 2012 football season?
Unranked. 2012.
This was Colin Klein at quarterback for Kansas State.
Want to give some more hints?
Nope. What team beat them?
Iowa State.
Iowa State. No.
What was... did you say number one teams?
Yeah. Yes.
Kansas State was number one?
That's correct.
Wow.
In 2012, with Bill Snyder and Colin Klein, they were number one for a week.
They were number one?
Yes.
Pass.
That would be Baylor and Lake Seastrunk, the running back who tore them apart that day.
Okay.
Yeah, they were number one.
All right.
Klein was a Heisman Trophy finalist that year. Sip, 0-0 time.
Okay.
First question. What unranked SEC team beat number one Alabama 41-38 in early October of the 2021 season?
Unranked SEC team.
Beat number one Bama 41-38 3 years ago.
Oh, that'd be Auburn.
Oh. No. Was not Auburn. Do you want that one, Joe, or not?
What's the downside if I get it wrong?
You go negative one.
What's the downside?
I actually think I know it. I think it's Texas A&M.
You are correct. Jimbo.
Brilliant.
Your boy Jimbo. And you forgot to give him credit. Jimbo.
That's heartbreaking on a lot of
surprising
levels.
Surprising.
Yes.
That was like almost a layup for you. You just botched the layup. You bricked it. Joe, for the win, last question. What unranked Pac-12 team beat number one USC 27-21 in late September of the 2008 season?
I'm going to go with Oregon State.
Brilliant!
Jaquizz Rodgers, the running back in Oregon State, yes, had the upset in 2008. Joe, congrats. You're getting bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Hey, thanks. Well, you keep talking,
Simple. No, he didn't say shut up. He said keep talking.
Keep talking.
Like
he said keep talking.
Keep talking, Simple.
Joe said keep talking. Thank you, Joe. Didn't Oregon State beat USC in Riley's final year?
They may have. But this is 08, though, did happen.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Do you want your last question?
Please.
Yes. What unranked SEC team beat number one LSU 50-48 in late November of the 2007 season?
2007?
Yes.
November?
This was Matt Flynn, the quarterback
right.
of LSU. What team? What Arkansas?
Second.
Oh, I said. I just said the team.
Arkansas.
Yeah. You already lost the game. Yeah.
Right.
Peyton Hillis, the running back for Arkansas.
Okay.
Then had a good career with the Browns and the Broncos in the NFL.
Yeah.
And now, tiebreaker.
Please.
The biggest point spread upset in college football history happened in 2017.
Okay.
When Howard beat UNLV in Vegas. How many points were they an underdog by?
Howard? I would have to say 41.
How about 45 point dog?
Wow.
And they won in 2017. Yeah. You would think it's a ranked. No, the biggest upset of all time is unranked versus unranked.
What a game show. That 2007. 2007.
That was the year of the upset. Tons of upsets in 07. That was the craziest year ever in college football. Number two kept going down all year long. Like, if you get ranked second, you're guaranteed to lose the next week, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. The year that was.
Good job.
Congrats to Joe. He gets bagels today, and you get nothing.
What are we doing next?
We're spilling over. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.